Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crowley, let's give out some game balls. There's a lot of game balls. There is. I have a bunch, and I feel like we should go back and forth. I'll pick a guy, you pick a guy, because I know that you feel the same way, that there's a lot of game balls. I'll start. Peyton Wilson is getting my first one. 13 total tackles. 13 total tackles. A guy that was basically benched after the start of the season by his performance and not being able to play that middle linebacker spot at a high level, looking lost, looking late in the you-know-what, getting pushed around. He had 13 total tackles. He seemed like he was all over the field, and he also had probably the best play of the damn football game, a saving play of the damn football game, tracking down Jordan Addison. I mean, he shot out of a cannon. I think it was like 22-point-something miles per hour he was running at that time, but Peyton Wilson really stepped it up. You know, a guy that's been battling, I have to give him my first game ball. I love seeing a response from a player, especially a young player like Peyton Wilson, after not starting off so hot, but coming back and showing what he's capable of. Peyton Wilson gets my first game ball.
That's a great one, and I'm a big believer in the analytics, if the analytics back up what your eyes tell you. And we knew he was flying down the field, Peyton Wilson, when he caught Jordan Addison. But to hear, I think Caboli tweeted it from Next Gen Stats, it's the fastest in the history of the StatCast era that an inside linebacker has been clocked.
Oh my goodness. Like,
he wasn't just cooking. He was cooking with gas. So that's a great pick. I'll go with some low-hanging fruit here in Kenneth Gainwell. The Steelers' rushing attack has been putrid through three games. Let's just call it what it is.
Yep.
The blocking's been bad. The missed assignments have been fairly plentiful. The running backs largely haven't been explosive enough. I'd put them third on the list. But Kenneth Gainwell, he gets the start in place of Jaylen Warren, and he has two touchdowns. He has 99 rushing yards. He's a factor in the passing game. He also looked like he was maybe a cut or two away from breaking a few more even than he wound up breaking. And so I think his inclusion in the passing game and in how effective he was running the football, I think that kept the Vikings out of a lot of their exotic stuff. Not that they did none of it, but I think it kept them from doing as much as they would have liked. So he goes right up there to the top of the list for me offensively. And he gets two game balls and a pint of the black stuff, Warren.
Nice. I like it. I like it. I got to go with Broderick Jones next. Broderick Jones, I have two players that needed to respond, two young players. Broderick Jones, this offensive line gave up two sacks on the day, but Broderick Jones, there was times in the running game where he was mauling guys, or at least doing his job better than he had been in the past. I was very, very pleasantly surprised with Broderick Jones and how he has responded throughout the first three games. He looked like a player that you can see it developing even more. Like, finally, there's like a baseline game from Broderick Jones. It wasn't fantastic, but it was a great baseline game from him to head into this bye week, to do a little self-scouting on himself, and to keep getting better. It's so important for a young player like Peyton Wilson and Broderick Jones. There's a lot of young players on his team to get confidence. And the only way you get confidence in the NFL is playing and playing well. Is locking down the guy in front of you, or beating the guy in front of you, or catching a pass, or running for a first down. Those little things add up. They add up, building confidence. And I think this is a huge confidence builder game from Broderick Jones. I'm giving him a game ball. Great response from Broderick.
That's well said. It was an adult performance, I thought, from Broderick Jones. It didn't have to be spectacular. He recovered that fumble, too,
when
Aaron Rodgers was drinking from the Fountain of Youth, which you want to talk about the biggest pop that stadium gave? When he broke Aaron Rodgers into the open field, everyone went berserk. I'll tell you, he's a very popular player with the Irish, and I think he knows that, Aaron, and I think that's why he said as many kind things about the culture as he did this week. And I think it also showed, just to stick on this briefly, that Rodgers understood the meaning of this to the Rooney family and to the Steelers organization, and that's why he was praising the experience before and after. Yeah, I do think Broderick Jones deserved the game ball. I'll go with another low-hanging fruit guy, DK Metcalf. Mm. DK Metcalf, they haven't seen something like this over here, Doran. Let me tell you, this DK Metcalf running down the field, I don't know what he got clocked at, but he was going, and then he puts the shoulder in to finish the play. And not to be forgotten, the Calvin Austin block that helped spring him there so that he could finish the play. But this is the DK Metcalf that you've talked about so often. Like, I don't know that people, unless you watched him every week, would grasp he's not just the downfield, over the top of the defense guy. He's a catch and run guy. And we saw it yesterday, and then they had to back off him. And I think that touchdown, an elite throw by Rodgers, right after ripping the smelling salt, by the way. And he put that on a line right in stride for DK, and then his athleticism and want to just did the rest. But this was clearly his best game as a Steeler. He had the early third down back shoulder catch, combat catch. He goes up and snatches that thing down. But you saw the pieces. This is how they envisioned it. Rodgers to Metcalf. And hopefully you see a lot more of this version of DK Metcalf.
It's 6:29, brought to you by Gina G and Petro of Remax Select Realty. All right, two other guys. Obviously Nick Herbig. That's my guy right there. Nick Herbig, 5 tackles, 1.5 sacks. He was all over the place. And Keanu Benton, along with him. Keanu Benton had 1.5 sacks. Had his best game at nose for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those two guys are absolutes getting absolutely getting game balls.
Yeah, there's so many guys, and they deserve mention before my rambling, probably because of how good they were. And I'll throw Patrick Queen in there too.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Patrick Queen was active all day. I thought he shot gaps, made some tackles in the backfield. Really, anybody in that front seven, if you want to give them a game ball, I think they're probably deserving of getting a game ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.